This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to Job Search Radio. Although the title of this show is about getting noticed by an executive search firm, I think being noticed by search firms, whether contingency or executive search firms, is important no matter what level of experience that you're at. Because after all, do you think you're advantaged if they're reaching out to you or if you're reaching out to them? Of course, if they're reaching out to you, particularly if they've heard something about you and your work. So that's what I cover on this show, and I'm sure you'll find it helpful. So hang in there, enjoy the ride, and when you're done, please give the show 5 stars on iTunes in particular. There's a link in the show notes for it. Give it a good review. Give it 5 stars. It helps other people find the show. Now, let's get going. I received a message from someone today asking me how to get noticed by an executive search firm. You know, the retained people, the ones who are looking for people at a very high level. Well, in days of old, when I got into recruiting, it used to be very hard. You basically needed to get quoted in trade publications, the newspapers, be referred by someone who was on the in their Rolodex, you know, the Rolodex, in order to be considered. Sending a resume went directly into the trash. They didn't want to deal with those situations. What they were looking for were people who they could find who came with celebrity to them, who came with brand recognition, who came with being noticeable because they were industry leaders. Let's fast forward to today. How do you get noticed by these firms? Because they're still not looking for resumes to come in, right? What they're looking for are people who are perceived as leaders. How do you get noticed as a leader? Well, all the old ways still apply. You know, you speak at conferences, you get quoted in the press, you do a whole bunch of things so that if they Google you, they're going to find you and see some quality material about you. But social makes it a lot easier. Social media is really the big catapult that's going to exist for a lot of you if you play your cards right. Now, that's a big if for you, and I just want to explain. You can't just decide at the time that you've decided to look for a position to go, oh, let me start using social media and post a whole bunch of stuff. This has to be part of your repertoire professionally for years in order to have the kind of notice that you're going to want. Because 4 posts and expect that you're going to get search firms knocking down your door, you're kidding yourself. And I want to be clear, I'm not simply talking about blog posts on LinkedIn. Not that at all. Although those can be helpful, they start to notice that you've only had 2 or 3. They know you're looking for a position. This isn't part of who you are. Think long-term strategy. Think big picture. What would cause you to notice someone online? The answer is all the obvious stuff. That you are online, you're posting content or publishing material that's attractive, interesting, smart, that gets engagement. You're a visible figure. You're known as a thought leader. When they call someone and that person is asked, who do you know who? Yours is the first name that comes off their tongue. Why? Because you carry that celebrity with them. Doesn't mean you're creating videos for YouTube or Facebook or any place else, although those are great qualities to have. It does mean that you're a personality now, much more so than ever before. Again, I want you to hear this. It's more important than ever before that you become a visible personality online in order to be noticeable. Firms are looking for exceptional people. What often makes someone worth the contact for these firms, even for contingency firms, is the fact that you are a visible individual, that people, when they research you, will know a lot about you. I'll give you an example from my own experience. I received a call yesterday from another recruiter who I know. And we don't know one another well. We've spoken a few times. And what he wants to do is talk with me about how I do social media. Interesting. And I joked with him, if I tell you, I have to kill you. And you know, because of course, you know, he's looking for similar ways to compete with me. But when you think about it from an employer's perspective, if you're on social and they're finding that you're interesting, engaging, smart, present well, you know, you're intelligent, and you have a visible presence, this helps make you saleable to their client who's evaluating you, both in terms of first interviews or to be considered the safe bet. The safe hire for the role and the smart hire for the role as well. You know, safe, smart, they're two different pendulums, parts of the pendulum, but some firms look for one and some firms look for the other. So consider that part of your career strategy is building a social media presence where you are known as a go-to person in your field. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I really want to encourage you, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I have great information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. All my books and guides to job hunting and resume writing are there. You'll receive discounts on one-on-one coaching for extended sessions. And if you prefer not to do that and just ask me questions, you can ask me questions through the site. Not only will I answer, but you get the input from other people as well who are members of the site. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Come on over and join. I hope you found today's show helpful and hope you have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.